Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right. Welcome back to the Upstate Pulse. Lonzo, Cameron, Odie here. Matthew is not here today because he was covering the Trump rally today, and he is exhausted and got a little sun. So, you know, and he told me he didn't think he was going to be here. Tim is not here because it's band related. So had to move drums or something. I don't know what it is, but probably a good shot that they'll both be back next week. Before we get into all the stuff that we're going to get into, I want to tell you about Borderlands Comics and Games, which is at 410 South Pleasantburg Drive. It's an awesome place. It really is. If you haven't been there, you need to get over there, because if you've been to the old store and thought, this is really cool, the new store is 3 to 4 times bigger than the old store. And they just moved some things around last time I was in there. So they moved the pops and the statues back into the same area near the front. Mm-hmm. So all the anime stuff, including the manga, it's all right there together. And more shelf space for it. And they're constantly getting in pallets upon pallets from Japan. And they have a Facebook page. Check it out, Borderlands Comics and Games. They will throw up pictures of stuff they just got. And you can go, hey, I want that. And usually they'll put it back for you. They also have something called pull boxes. Pull boxes are an amazing thing if you're into comic books, because they will put it on the computer, and each week or, you know, once a month, whenever that comic book that you collect, like I collect Nightwing, when it comes out, they would put it in a box for you. So if you can't get over there, you know, the day that they come out, like in my case, DC comes out on Tuesdays. Everything else comes out on Wednesdays. If I can't get over there, I know it's going to be in my box when I get there. And that is an awesome thing if you are someone who's busy and never knows when you may have to stay late for work or come in or something like that. Also, they have vintage toys. They have vintage video games. They have action figures. They have a bunch of D&D stuff, including dice and figures and all that, everything that you need for that. And they have board games. They just threw up a picture a couple of days ago of, like, different kinds of Risk and Monopoly and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have all sorts of stuff back there.
They do. And if you're into, like, Warhammer, or if you're into some other board game like that, a Star Wars board game, they actually have gaming tables there, and they have nights where they have people come in and play games, and they also have tournaments there. So you need to check it out. Haven't had Rob on in a while. I'm going to reach out to him this week and try to get him back on, because South Carolina Comic-Con Jr. will be coming up in October. That'll be here before you know it. And also, I'm interested in a lot of things going on with AI as far as, like, San Diego Comic-Con is going on. And I'm curious about what he's heard about AI as far as AI-generated art and comic books. So I want to make sure that I reach out to Rob Young this week and try to get him on. If we can't get him on, who knows, maybe we'll get Dante in here. We'll try our best to get someone in here. They are our sponsor. It gives us privileges to get them in. If you want to be a part of the show, text line 71307, or you can hit us up on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter. The thing I want to start out with right now, Odie sent me some ideas, which I love. But there are so many, you can't get them all in one day, because, you know, they're such good ideas. I'm going to stretch them out over 6 months probably, because, you know, that's what you do. You find one thing and you do that. But the thing that stuck out to me was movies as a kid that were not supposed to be scary, but scared you really bad. Now, there's this movie that was on the list of stuff that he sent me. And by the way, text us. What was a movie as a kid that wasn't supposed to be scary but scared you to death?
Yes.
Text us or put it on the stream, and we'll talk about it. The movie that stuck out to me, and I had told my kids about this.
We won't go with the scariest one first. We'll build up to it.
Well, I don't know. I got to go with this.
Okay,
because this one was the worst one of all.
Okay.
And to me, and it's Watership Down. And I noticed that was on your list, and I have been telling them about this. It was like it's a cartoon about rabbits. You think, oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Little fluffy bunnies.
But they fight each other, and it is brutal, and there's blood everywhere, and it's just, I'm just like watching this going, I don't know. I don't remember the age I was, but I probably shouldn't have been watching it.
No, probably not.
But it was advertised as a kid's movie.
It
came out, and it was... what's the rating for kids over here? Is G?
G.
Or,
yeah. I don't know. Was it? I guess it was G. But
it was rated.
But
as
the
a G
ratings
movie.
Have changed since then.
Yes,
because
they have.
I forget what year that came out in. It was like 82 or 83 or something like that. I'm guessing it might have been earlier than that.
Yeah, like PG rated movies like in the 80s and 70s used to be pretty risque.
1978 it came
okay.
out.
Okay. All right. So I was 10 years old when it came out. And
I wasn't even.
Yeah. I should not have been watching that.
And it came out as a family. It's a PG family adventure.
Yeah.
Family adventure.
Well, there were a family of bunnies. Some of them didn't make it, though.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
I saw this as a grown adult, like, because Dad was talking about this at one point. It's like, how bad could it be? It bothered me. It really bothered me.
Yeah.
And I don't get...
Here's what it
I'm
does.
I'm either so desensitized or, like, so, like, I have a healthy amount of being able to cope with things. But that bothered me.
Yeah,
really bad.
It makes you look at rabbits differently.
Yeah,
I mean you can look at Monty Python and think, oh yeah, vicious rabbit. But you know that's not real.
Yeah.
But you look at these
what
rabbits.
What do you mean it's not real? It is real.
Well, the other thing is like
England,
how visceral.
So we're
is
good.
Too.
I don't think they migrated over here yet. You didn't bring any with you when you came.
I'm Irish, so I wouldn't have been in England anyway.
Doesn't matter. You may have went through there to catch a plane or something, and you know it's someone snuck into your backpack.
No, I didn't. Didn't, but
I just want to point out, you know, the difference
really
between
hard.
Ireland and England.
Some people don't.
Yeah, it's just
the
well,
Odie
it's
doth
all a part of
much.
The United Kingdom, right? So, I mean, you know.
Good night, everybody.
No. All right, Mark on the stream said he was 6 when he saw it, and and there's an emoji, and I can't tell if that's angry or if that's scared. But anyway,
that's laughing.
I think that's scared. I think it's scarred.
All right, scarred.
Yeah,
not just scared, but scarred. All right, there's another movie that I thought of. I didn't see it as a kid, but I do know some kids who were scared of it, and that was Labyrinth. And Labyrinth, there were some things that were real creepy. The ones who threw their heads at each other.
Yeah, the fireys.
Yeah, and
fireys.
Hoggle was kind of scary, but he wasn't that bad.
David Bowie's codpiece.
David Bowie's creepy.
You know, his codpiece was scary.
Well, that's true. Mm. By the way, South Carolina Comic Con a couple years ago, someone dressed as Jareth.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a great cosplay.
It was perfect. Codpiece.
Did he remind
you
of the
way,
babe?
By the way, you had a recent run-in with
power of voodoo.
I have that on
Labyrinth
my Spotify.
Being a scary movie for some people.
Labyrinth, as you said, the fireys, Ludo could have been scary, you know, big...
Smell bad.
The little fox, Sir Didymus. Yeah, I mean, I can see
Sir Didymus was a little bit of some nightmare fuel.
But I think...
Because it's the mustaches.
Yeah.
I think
it's a twisty mustache.
Yeah,
it's like
for sure.
But I think Jim Henson had a knack of doing that. I think he made some fantastic work, but scared the bejesus out of you. That's an Irish word by the name, the Bee Jesus. That's worse than
that. Has nothing
scared.
To do with the BGs, right? It's like staying alive, you know.
The Western version of Jesus looks like a BG, so maybe it does.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah.
A little bit of Barry Gibb maybe in there.
Maybe.
Chris says the Sinbad movies in the 70s. Yeah, I could see that too. Again, I'm
So
you know. It was a lot of the monsters were claymation.
They were stop-go animation.
Yeah. But still, as a little kid, you're
claymation's scary.
But this is way before things got what they are now. You're just like, you're just looking at it going, oh my, no.
Let me throw in some 90s kid horror movie for you.
But it's not supposed to.
It's not supposed to be. I know. I didn't phrase that entirely correctly. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special. The Abominable Snowman.
The Bumble Man.
The Bumble.
Mm. Yes.
Scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
He was scared.
It was terrifying.
Yeah. Think about it.
With the music. Yeah. And like it would just crawl up over the mountain, just look at you. I had nightmares for weeks.
Okay. Was he like, scarier or toothless? I think he was scarier without teeth.
No, he was scarier with teeth.
See, I saw it as a little kid, and it didn't scare me, but I know it scared you because I was
scared the mess out of
there.
Me, though.
I was there. I know it scared you.
I cowered. I know I did.
You see, there were, Trey says, what was there that Tim Curry played? The devil. That was legend.
Yes, and it wasn't a devil. He was darkness.
He was, yeah.
But still, that's I actually have that movie in the nerd office over there. Because some people hadn't seen it before, and it's the extended Ridley Scott version, which is better than the original because it's a lot longer and a lot better clips. And that is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. No.
Tom Cruise did that right before he did Top Gun.
Yeah.
He was then he went and cut his hair.
Yeah, and then he cut his hair. And that was it.
You don't really mean to eat me, do you, ma'am? Oh indeed I do.
There was another Tim Curry movie.
I just about went pappy there for the hag. That would still work.
There was another Tim Curry movie came out, and I won't say it scared me, but it definitely scared me. It was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Well,
that's going to scare you.
That's a different kind of fear.
It's a different fear.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Mark says the Banshee from A Golden Christmas was scary. I think I've seen it. You know what? There's another Banshee that scared me as a kid, scared me to death, and it was supposed to be a kid's movie, and that was Darby O'Gill and the Little People
scared me for life.
Yes.
I will not get into a carriage after watching that.
Yeah, no. You don't want to do that.
No, you see, you're looking at it from an American point of view, and I don't mean this geographically, but I kind of do, because there was no way on this planet that the Banshee was going to get on a flight, board an Aer Lingus or a Delta Airlines and come all the way over here to America just to scream outside somebody's window. It was going to happen in Ireland. 100%. And do you know how many Irish people have said, I've done talk shows on other radio stations back in Ireland about this, of people that have heard the Banshee. We're leaving it right where that, because no.
Hey, you can keep her.
Yeah, that could be your thing.
I don't want her.
So if you haven't seen it, Sean Connery is the star of it, a young Sean Connery.
Yeah.
And my cousin, Debbie, who moved to South Carolina with us, took me and my sister to see it. And my sister and I, who have seen some really scary movies that we should not have seen, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and things like that, because we were in the back seat at the drive-in and my mom would say, don't look at it. So, of course, you're going to look. You know, and she's in the movie not
you
noticing us creeping over.
You ain't the boss of me.
Yeah, and but we wouldn't see that. I'm like, no. No, no, no. You know what else scare me? The little people scare me a little bit.
In Darby O'Gill?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I've got stories I can tell you. I'll tell you off air. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. All right, during the break, Odie showed us what a ferry fort is, and chances are you might have one in your yard somewhere.
I mean, they could be.
It's a good possibility. It's a ring of what, stones maybe?
It could be
tree roots.
Yeah, it's trees and plants, they don't get touched. They don't get. No farmer will do any damage to them. Nobody will do any. They won't, like, little ruffians or kids that like to go graffiti and things. Nah, won't go near them. It's just been beaten into us since we were small little nippers. You don't touch a fairy fort. You just don't.
What if you accidentally step on one? Is there something that you do afterwards?
You can go into them. You can walk into them, but you have to be respectful. And most people are saying now, that Odie fella, he's away with the fairies. But yeah, no.
Well, no, I think most of our listeners are good with what you're saying.
They're with the fairies.
Yeah, you're right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Especially with Ground Zero following us. You should listen to Ground Zero a little bit on your way.
So here's the thing. I'm imagining if someone disrespects a fairy forward, the fairies like come in mass with tiny baseball bats and just beat
no,
you.
No, they don't do that. They have powers.
They've got magical mystery powers.
Chris says, I have gnomes in my yard. Those things are evil, man.
Gnomes.
Are they red caps?
I don't like gnomes.
I don't.
You know, maybe it was Fable 2. Was it Fable 2?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes me not like gnomes.
It's just like all of them yelling and swearing at you.
In Fable 2, the gnomes will curse at you and stuff till you find them and shoot them.
Fable 2. Oh, yes, I remembered. I liked Fable.
Yeah, there's a new one coming out pretty soon, or eventually.
Yeah, Richard Ayoade dies in the trailer.
Yeah, I still don't think it has anything to do with it.
No, I think that's just promotional stuff.
All right, well, let's talk about some other stuff. Ayoade wants to talk about the 4th of July, but we're going to get there in just a second, because one of the things about the 4th of July is maybe you're going to, it's more than 2 days. It's like three days. Yeah.
Because it is.
One of the things that that you're going to do on the 4th of July, that a lot of people do, is they cook out or they eat. Maybe they go to a baseball game and they have hot dogs. And we talked about this a little bit on the Rob Brown Show, starring Rob Brown and myself.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Hot diggity dog.
Pepsi is coming out with something. You can only get this at a ballpark. And maybe you can, if you're at a ballpark, maybe you can. Have you ever been to a baseball game?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. So
I'm sorry.
When you go to a baseball game, you're supposed to get.
I liked it.
When you go to baseball games, you're supposed to get hot dogs.
We did.
And they've come up with Pepsi ketchup. Would you put Pepsi ketchup on your hot dog?
That's a very personal question, Lonzo. Yes, but yes, I would.
It's called Pepsi Cola Chup.
Pepsi
Chup. Or Cola Chup. Cola Chup. You know, as in Pepsi Cola Chup.
Chup.
Yeah, yeah, Pepsi Cola. It's not a good name. It really is not. Pepsi. It's only going to be available at Chase Field in Phoenix, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, Target Field in Minneapolis, also known as Minneapolis, and Comerica Park in Detroit. The thing is, though, if it catches on, if the Pepsi ketchup catches on, it might end up at a grocer near you. And if it does, we'll bring it in here and we will try it, because that's what we do. We try stuff like that. Yes.
Nothing can be worse than ranch ice cream.
Ranch ice cream was the worst. There was like, it was either sheep's cheese or goat cheese that I had to have the trash can. I can't remember. We did an entire cheese tasting of a bunch of cheese that Chris brought in. It was like this big cardboard pack that you pull out and cheese is in it. And most of them were pretty good, but one, not so good for me, and some of it got on Chris as I tried to get to the trash can. You know, it was.
He had a long beard at the time.
Yeah,
too,
it was.
So
yeah,
like
it was.
The mess got in.
We
there.
Found it eventually.
Have you tried donkey cheese?
I have not, and I'm afraid of what donkey cheese is.
What, pray tell, is donkey cheese?
Donkey cheese is actually like it's a cheese made from the milk of donkeys, like it is, and it's. Yeah, all right, so cheese, like fancy cheeses, are expensive. Can you guess for 1 kilogram, which is what, a third of a pound?
Oh, you tell us. I don't know what the conversion rate is.
So we'll say about a third of a pound. Can you guess how much
meters?
It is?
It's America.
Yeah, then we don't talk that fancy French stuff. Can you guess how much? We'll say a pound. We'll say 1 pound of donkey cheese. Can you guess how much it costs to buy?
All right, in American dollars, I'm guessing. Okay, I'm going to go with $25.
No. Cameron?
Are we talking like a wheel or are we talking like how?
He said a chunk.
About a pound of cheese.
Pound of cheese. $15.
Try 1500.
Okay. All right. Is it laced with gold or?
No, it's just hard to milk a donkey.
We did. We got got.
No, seriously. Like there is a guy and he makes, I think it's in the UK somewhere. He makes No, it's in Spain. He makes donkey cheese. He really does.
All right, all right. So I can't look on my computer, but Cameron, you need to look up donkey. I think we got got.
I'm worried
I really believe we got got. And you got to look up donkey cheese. It's but listen.
So
I mean,
Spanish donkey cheese or
just donkey cheese and see what happens. I'm not going to do it on it.
Odie's about to prove
it. All right. Information collector says
it's called pure
1 pound
pure
is
cheese.
About 3 kilograms. That's what. By the way, welcome back, information collector. I'm still going to do that because I want to know what you're thinking.
Okay. So I was wrong. It's called Pule cheese, P-U-L-E cheese, and it is $1,300 a kilo.
Wow.
Yeah.
He is definitely telling the truth.
See? Do you see? It's facts I bring to this show.
All right, So here's the other thing. Here's the other reason why we check the facts is because in case there are listeners out there who had doubts like I did, now we can say that it's absolutely the truth. Hmm. Because you talked about doing stand-up in Germany.
Yeah.
You could be doing stand-up on us right now, and, you know, I don't know.
I've said 1,000 times in my lifetime that the truth is always more interesting and a hell of a lot more funny.
Well, that's for sure. I'm never eaten. Well, actually, I would try donkey cheese. Because if it's that expensive, I'm probably at a fancy party. And if I'm at a fancy party, it's weird. Yeah, I've had chocolate ants before.
I had scorpion. Chocolate scorpion.
But which part of the... Do they take the stinger out?
You hold the stinger. Yeah.
Oh, so you don't need to... Okay.
Yeah. I think like the weirdest thing I've had is like eel.
Oh, man, that's rotten.
I actually liked it.
Yeah.
Information collector says, wait, donkey cheese has PU in the official name. apparently it does. Apparently it does. All right. Continuing on with food, I'm curious. Irish pizza.
Yeah.
Is there Irish pizza? He'll gather himself in a minute.
The information collector said, how much for squirrel cheese? I can just imagine somebody milking a squirrel.
Yeah, that just makes me think of milking a cat. And
to meet the fuckers.
Yes. Easy with that one.
Oh.
He did say it correctly.
Boy, this derailed in a way that I was not anticipating.
Irish pizza. There is some absolutely fantastic Irish pizza because Ireland, being in Europe, is full of Italians, like real Italians, like first generation came over on the aircraft Italians, and they make real Italian pizza.
So now the boat they came over on.
Wasn't a gondola that just like
I don't know.
Shifted
I mean, the migration may have happened a long time. Well, it could have. I mean, there was a reason to go.
Oh yes, the minor
whatever direction.
Migration of Italians in 2000.
So I'm curious.
Hey, we're gonna go to Ireland. We're gonna open up some pizzerias, and Mama's gonna be so proud. Eh?
There we go. So, what style crust is Ireland pizza? Irish pizza.
Pizza crust.
Thank you very much. So there are different styles of pizza crust. There's Chicago style, there's New York style, there's a couple different, there are different styles of pizza.
So the ones that you get, if you go to a restaurant and get it, it's the traditional, it's kind of like, it's not a round pizza, it could be oval, it's pretty much whatever way the chef made it, that's the way your pizza. But like you've got, Goodfellas and all that kind of stuff, you've got the brand pizzas like
there's a Goodfellas pizza.
Dr. Oetker pizzas.
No idea.
Does anyone get whacked after?
Yeah,
you're gonna eat the pizza. We're gonna come around to your house and make you wish you did. Okay.
There used to be a chain of Godfather's pizzas here, but they so they still exist over there.
Similar to that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, everything is a little bit different. Like Irish Coca-Cola is made with real sugar. You know, it's like the Mexican Coke over here, which is great. I like it. But yeah. So the pizza crusts. They're nice.
Well, I'm more of a thin crust guy. That's why I'm asking.
It would be.
And also a sauce. Is it a sweet sauce? Has it got a kick to it?
It will be sweet. It's a little bit sweet tomato sauce or tomato sauce, if you want to call it that.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Let's call it.
We
need to take a break. No,
we don't. We got time. Okay. You don't tell me. It floats like we all do down here.
We got a floater.
Yes. Because I'm in the middle of talking about something.
Oh, yeah.
Topping of choice. We're learning things here. This is like international time.
Topping of choice will be ham, cheese.
Is that the most popular over there?
No, this is mine.
Okay, but what's the most popular?
Potatoes.
Potatoes on your pizza?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Here's the thing. We would just... Probably guess the stereotype on that.
That's just carbs and carbs. You walk into a pizzeria, you walk into Domino's, hey, how you doing? Can I get some potato and Guinness on that, please? Thank you very much. You could.
I mean, it,
how are we
going to
put the Guinness in there?
Just well, it's a good thing that you mentioned Domino's, though, because Domino's has just come up with a thing where they will deliver a pizza anywhere.
Really?
To you. And because we all know, especially those who listen to talk radio, that your phone is always listening. So your phone can tell people where you are no matter what, including Domino's.
Domino's.
So there's an
Domino's.
There's an app. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to ask for a pizza because someone will bring us a pizza and we don't need to do that because listeners are really cool. They really
they
are
really cool. I've really seen that already. Yeah. They're amazing.
So Domino's has a thing where you download an app and you can order the pizza and they will bring it to the area. And when they get to the area, the deliverer will text you and tell you where you are. Then you put up like a thing, push button on your phone, and it will ping them and tell them exactly where you are. He's losing it.
I think the stream broke.
No, the text messages that are coming in.
All right. So anyway, Domino's will be able to deliver you to you wherever you are. All right. Yeah. Text line 71307. You know what we're going to do?
I can't read them.
We're going to get to them maybe after the break. You are listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. All right, so I almost got nooped because I am there's no window for me. I did not speak before I reached around and you were going to turn my mic on, which would have saved me. Don't save me.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't going to help you out.
You're not getting any points if you do. No. Okay, I mean I'm not going to say thank you. I'm gonna say why
you're
did you
my
do that?
Because
if I deserve it, I need to get it.
There are no brownie points with this man.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do. Oh, there are. It involves food probably.
Brownies.
I move this. Well, no, come on now, because we don't know what people will put in those. So I don't want any brownies. Okay, no brownies.
We got some good brownies here, man.
All right, so we are going to talk about something in the roundtable because this is where you debate. The table not quite round today because we need that fourth person, but that's fine. The audience can be the fourth person.
Is the table the people or is the table the table? Because the table here is kind of round.
Yeah, well, anyway, we are round and we're kind of at a table.
It's a figurative table?
It could be any, yes.
Is it existing and not existing at the same time? Are we talking about both the people and the table?
Or? The round table is an interdimensional object which exists on all planes at one time. All right, so
a lot of people are stubbing their toes.
The
multiple dimensions.
French president, Emmanuel Macron, he's dealing with riots right now. We're not going to get into the riots themselves because as Michael Caine said, some people just want to see the world burn, and that even though it's a line in a movie, it's the truth.
Some people just want to see the world burn, Mr. Bruce.
Exactly, and there are people out there just waiting for a reason to go out and catch something on fire. And
we don't condone that.
We do not. Unless you like got a campfire going and you got like a nice acoustic guitar and maybe some s'mores. We definitely condone that. Yes.
S'mores are good.
S'mores are awesome. They have s'mores in Ireland?
No.
That was just, you know.
I need to get a Samuel L. Jackson sting for that.
Yeah,
nah.
Yeah. That wouldn't work there. All right. So Emmanuel Macron, he is placing the blame for the civil unrest squarely on the shoulders of video games.
Oh, Sacre Bleu.
He says most of the 917 rioters who were arrested Thursday night were young people, Macron says, some as young as 13, and Macron says he doesn't believe children that age don't get violent ideas with some outside influence. We sometimes have the feeling that some of them, all right, it's probably more Spanish than French, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are living in the streets of the video games that have intoxicated them. So here's what he's doing. He's blaming the civil unrest in his country on video games. We have heard this throughout time since there was media around to report it about the influence of popular things on the youth. We heard about it as far that rock and roll music and that evil Elvis Presley up there doing what he's doing with his hips is going to corrupt the youth.
Oh, no, he's gyrating.
Speaking of Elvis Presley, make sure you tune in to the Upstate Pulse annual Christmas karaoke special where I'm sure Elvis will be making another appearance.
We're halfway there.
Yes, we are. We're halfway to Christmas karaoke. Already planning that. So anyway, he's blaming it on video games. And we've also heard, you know, back in the day, I was there. I never played Dungeons & Dragons as a Ute because of it being said it was a gateway to the demonic realm. And so wasn't allowed to play. Come to find out a little bit later, it's just about your imagination. And if your imagination is a door to the demonic realm, I'm in trouble.
Also, just as a side note with that, most of the games I've played, you're killing demons. Yeah, yes. It's like a general rule of yes. You don't make deals with them. You don't talk to them.
Yeah, you just cut that thing's head off. That's violent. Yeah, it's evil. It was trying to kill me, and so I killed it.
And you saved the town.
So this goes back to, and you know, the next generation is going to come, something's going to happen, and it's going to get blamed on something that's out, that's popular. And it's just, it's annoying. So my question to the stream and to the texters of 71307,
yep.
Can something popular media-wise or otherwise cause you to go out and do things? Can rock and roll music cause you to go out and kill someone? I mean, you can bring up Helter Skelter, but okay, that wasn't the reason why.
No, that was just a backdrop.
Yes. You can bring up video games. Do video games desensitize you to violence?
No.
They can in a little bit. There's certain games that parents shouldn't let their kids play until they reach a certain age. That's why they have the ESRB ratings on them. And so in some cases, that's just bad parenting. Yeah. But there are movies out there. Oh, I watched this movie and now I feel like I need to go kill someone. No, no.
That was already there.
Yeah, that's something that you already have. Have you been, Odie, been compelled by, after you heard like some Judas Priest or something, because obviously you're a metalhead.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, did you feel the need to go out and catch something on fire or hurt somebody?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, no.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, just, you know, you never
the
know.
Only thing that metal music or rap or any music has compelled me to do was to go out and learn how to play the song on guitar. That's it. You know, it's never, I've never felt the need to go out.
It's like three power chords.
Yeah, that's all they are. But I've never felt the need to go out after listening to Led Zeppelin backwards to start worshipping Satan, you know. It's just, I think it's just squares, man, who don't want us to listen to cool things.
Bringing it back to the 60s, I like it. I remember those days vaguely.
If you were in Vietnam and you were smoking the devil's lettuce, you're not a square, man.
It's like Squaresville, Daddy-O.
Well, you could check out when Pappy was in Vietnam on Dragon Pudding.
All right. Yes. Yes, Dragon Pudding. Check it out on YouTube and see Pappy Plays videos. Also, co-starring Leroy, who's a little bit less every single time. He loses a little more of his mind. Kind of like the person who voices him.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. All right. Magic the Gathering. I'm speaking of games that are probably a gateway to the demonic realm. Magic the Gathering has just sold a card for how much, Cameron?
$2 million.
All right, you saw it. All right, $2 million. It's a Lord of the Rings card. It's the One Ring. And it's just been validated. They're selling it for $200. There it is. And in the darkness, bind them.
You haven't aged a day.
Yes. Not one day. That was very good. I'm not going to ask you to say you shall not pass because
you shall not pass.
He can't do it as angrily as he needs to because he would have to back off the
pop
mic.
The microphones.
Yes.
I can do that. I can be Gandalf.
You shall not pass, tell you what.
So
I'll punch that Balrog right in the face.
So when your kids want to play Magic the Gathering and you go, nah, I'm not going to do that, just keep in mind. They could have a card that they pulled out of that pack worth $2 million. They could do that. So it's just something to look at, something to think about next time you go, nah, I'm not letting you do that. All right, I'm throwing in some video game stuff in here too because it's very important. And this is important to everyone in this room because we discussed this last week. And I think you guys are going to be happy about this. I was. Ubisoft. Is reportedly working on an Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag remake.
Oh, I'm just, that's just got me slightly aroused.
They are remaking the Black Flag game. It seems almost too recent to be remade, but think about what they can do with next-gen consoles.
Oh, absolutely.
Why are you flashing your...
My Jolly Roger.
I didn't see the Jolly Roger. All I saw was it looked like VFW.
That's what I was going to say. I was just assuming
it's got a glance of letters. It could have been Van Halen. I don't know.
I removed some clothes and showed the listeners my Jolly Roger.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were all grateful for that or scarred. So anyway, pumped, excited about that happening. That is really, really cool. Let's see. Gollum came out, the video game.
Yeah,
and it was bad. Apparently, it was really bad. So bad that the video
access my pieces.
Yes,
my life.
Exactly. The video game company now no longer is making video games. So
they don't deserve to. After what I've seen.
My question for you, the text line, and everyone on the stream: what is the worst game you ever played, but kept on playing? No, not yet. Not yet. There's a reason why. Not till 48.
Okay.
Not till 48. Fine. You jumped the gun there. What is the worst game that you ever played but you kept on playing? Because you felt obligated to go ahead and beat the game.
I don't think I... Nothing comes to mind for me.
Yeah, to me, it's Divinity 1.
Oh.
Which was really bad. Which was really, really bad. But Larian got better.
Yes, Larian got a lot better.
They got a lot better.
Which we'll be talking about that later.
The Divinity 1, not that good, but I kept on playing it.
Mm.
There's been a couple games that I played. It's not like E.T. on Atari, which was, you know, they buried it out in the desert and people went out to find it. I did play some games on Atari that were really bad, like the Indiana Jones game on Atari was not good. There are some other games, but it was Atari. It was the beginning of the video game revolution, and, you know, things were not that good back then.
Nope.
But for us, they were great. But what is that game that you play that you go, oh, this is bad, but I spent $50 on this thing, and now it would be $90 on that thing, and so I'm just going to continue playing it.
We got a texter that says Pong.
Yeah, but Pong didn't count. It was the first game. You may have went, oh, this is bad. This video game thing, this is not going to take off. I don't know what they're doing. Let me go read a book.
How old does the game have to be, as a texter says? Dealer's choice.
As long as when it came, Pong is the original. So anything between Pong and now.
Okay.
There we go. That should cover it. But in Larian's case, they are coming out with Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes.
Which has just been said, you can go ahead and hit it now, 157 hours of cinematics.
Ooh.
157 hours of cinematics. That's a video game.
That's a video game.
I mean, will that take you a year to watch them? Because cinematics come in between gameplay, and it just, yeah.
Well, the other thing is, like, they could be counting the dialogue.
I get that, Matt. Pac-Man, not that good, but you put a bow on that thing, man. That's an amazing difference. All right, you're listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. All right, it is lightning round time. W has spoken, although lightning might strike in the same place twice today. It's a very active sky out there tonight, so be careful.
Very careful.
All right. You know how I've railed against the rising of the AI, which I will continue. I'm no longer on a soapbox or a mountaintop alone. Many have joined me there. Prominent voices such as Tara and Charlie James. And those people are more respected than me. I don't know why. So when I did it, it was just a joke. But now these guys come out and say it, and everybody's like, it must be true. But anyway, you know, I'll just eat my pickle as the mountain explodes. If you get the reference, you get it. I'm going to praise an AI. I am going to praise an AI. The AI I'm going to praise, a California man has come up with an app that helps people deal with telemarketers. Not by blocking them, but by giving them a taste of their own medicine. Jolly Roger, which developer Roger Anderson offers on subscription basis, uses artificial intelligence to trick telemarketers into thinking they're speaking to a real person. Anderson says the goal is to keep telemarketers on the line as long as possible to waste their time, just like they were trying to waste the victim's time. Anderson, who charges an annual fee of $25 for the service, says he has several thousand subscribers. So what it does, it makes the telemarketer think that they're actually talking to a person, and it keeps them on the line. And you know what? While they're talking to that artificial intelligence, they're not talking to you.
There you go.
That is fantastic.
So I am, I'm okay with
here's the thing. If it's well implemented, then it's great. If it's unrestricted and you're just letting it go wild,
now,
that's a bad idea.
If it's using your own voice, I have a problem with it. Because you're just that close to being replaced, replicated, pod people, aliens, something. Let's see. Superman. The new Superman by James Gunn. They have cast the they've cast Superman and they have cast Lois Lane. It is David Corenswet. I guess that's how you say it. And Rachel Brosnahan. So two people.
Corenswet?
I think it
does if you put it on the grill.
Yes, it does. And then, you know,
it's also screaming too.
But if it's sweating on the grill, then you're probably losing some juice and it probably won't be taste as good. Unless you want to turn it into those things that people hang on poles during Halloween. The miscolored Indian corn. Which I think is just dried out corn. I've never made dried corn before, but I'm guessing that's what they do. I have. It's called popcorn.
I can see him as Superman. He's got the look.
He does have the look. I think the problem is, was it Roxette that did it? She's got the look.
Sounds about right. Look.
I am worried.
I still don't know what a raindrop. I don't know what
tasted like a raindrop.
Yeah.
I mean,
does that mean?
Have you ever tasted a raindrop before?
Yes,
but how does that apply to a woman?
I think it
doesn't.
All right.
Moving on.
So let's go back to Superman. Here's the problem. So when someone replaces your favorite Superman of all time, which I think Henry Cavill to me is my favorite Superman of all time, I think immediately you're going to go, yeah, but. Cavill did this, and Trey says this dude's 6'4", so that's accurate. Yeah, he should be pretty tall.
6'4 and 29 years of age.
See, the problem is you see that chiseled jaw from Henry Cavill. This guy, not so much.
He still got a chiseled jaw.
Well, not
more
like
chiseled
Cavill,
than
though.
My jaw is.
Well, there's that. I don't know. You got beard on. You could have a chiseled jaw underneath there.
There's about four jaws under that beard.
Yeah, well, you know.
the man of many hidden jaws.
And counting, depending on, you know, what you're eating tonight. I don't like the Lois Lane. And I'm okay with Superman. See, my problem is, I think Lois Lane needs to be prettier. I didn't like Margot Kidder. I didn't think she was pretty enough. Lois Lane depicted in, you know, it's not about eye candy and all. Yeah, it is. You also got to go... Superman being attracted to that person, I think she needs to be prettier.
I think she is pretty. I don't know what you're talking about.
To me, the best Lois Lane of all time is probably going to shock you, but for me, it's Kate Bosworth.
I'm trying to remember.
Bosworth.
From Superman Returns.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
She was very pretty.
I don't know, but I'm looking at this new Rachel Brosnahan, and she's not a bad-looking girl.
Exactly.
I didn't say she was ugly. I didn't say. I mean, she's better than Margot Kidder. I just hope she has the attitude of Lois Lane too.
That's what I say. I think that's important.
It is. I know how I'm sounding. Like, why are you talking about? Because I think the matchup has to be a certain way.
I get it. And the other thing is like there needs to be enough of the ratio to have her be as feisty as Lois Lane, but also have the look of it.
Yes, absolutely. Mark says agree 100%. Trey says bring back Smallville's Lois Lane, and I agree there too. I loved her because I don't know what the word is for her, but whatever it is, I'm not talking about her looks. I'm talking about her attitude and how she played the character.
Feisty.
As far as that goes, she was the perfect Lois Lane. Although the newer Superman that's on TV right now, that Lois Lane, she's pretty good too.
Yeah.
As far as being Lois Lane like,
it's having like the attitude of not backing down, but not doing it in a way that's annoying.
All right, and finally, Dune Part 2 trailer is out, and it looks pretty good. But it's been so long since the last Dune was out.
It's just like any other sequel, Dad.
Yeah, I know. But when you put Part 1, you think Part 2 would be out the next year.
How much stuff do you think? Yeah. I mean, it takes a while to make that movie.
Okay, whatever. But Christopher Walken's in it. So, I mean.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you want to go see it?
You got to go see the movie.
He's the emperor of the universe.
Yes, he is the emperor of the universe. Thanks for everybody for participating in the show, on the stream, on the text line. We love you guys. Have a happy 4th of July. Sorry we didn't get to that, Odie.
It's all good.
And we
5 years.
Will talk to you and see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.